Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Want a good reason to quit tobacco? We'll give you four. One, think of all the things you can buy with the money you'll save. Two, you'll feel more energized as your heart and lungs heal. Three, you can really enjoy your favorite foods when your taste and smell come back. Four, quitting means more time with loved ones. Shape your future by living tobacco-free. For free help to quit, call the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline at 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Livestock futures rallied back for the second day in a row, gaining most of the losses from 2 days ago back. The December live cattle finished $1.70 higher at $131.65. The February's were $1.42 higher at $136.65. April's $1.25 higher here at $139.42. The December live cattle are the highest levels we have seen since the beginning of September. So some people would consider that breaking out here of this trading range. We also had cash trade this week, which was, you know, $3, $4 higher in some instances than last week. But Nebraska, I think there were some traded as high as 130, but the bulk of them were like 26 to 28 down here in the south. But it's a really good market. Box beef at midday was also higher. It was $1.32 higher on choice at $288.70. Select was up $1.15, $267. There's ideas here that the packer margins have come down. They're still really high. I think they're somewhere around $700 a head. Feedlot closeouts are losing about $25 a head, but that should change here with this new cash price being paid. Feeder cattle up $1.50 to $2.20 here. January feeders up $2.20 to close at $159.22, gaining back most of what they lost over the last four or five trading days.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Too many Oklahomans do not have access to affordable, high-speed internet. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet. Those who may have experienced financial setbacks during the pandemic or are struggling to get by may be eligible for a discount of up to $50 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 a month for households on tribal lands. Info at aarp.org/EBB. Sponsored by AARP Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Retired Educators Association.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Grain markets generally weak today. We had the Minneapolis wheat selling off really sharply. The December Minneapolis was down 31.5 cents, settling at 10.44. So this is the first big down day really since part of September. We had a couple days sell off there. But when the market rallies as much as it has, I think it went from around 9 to up to nearly 11. So a $2 rally in about 40 days. So it's given some of that back in the Minneapolis wheat. Kansas City wheat was down 6 to 8 cents, with December down 7.5 at 790. The July was 783.75, down 6.5. Yesterday, the high in that contract was right at $8. So I have a feeling there are quite a bit of farmers selling at that level. Chicago wheat 10 to 11 lower. The soybean market was anywhere from 8 to 12.5 lower. November beans down 12.5 at 1231. Corn was 5 to 9 lower. On November 9th, next Tuesday, we have the next monthly USDA report. Most of the private economics indicator, economic advisor type people are calling for maybe just a little bit bigger yields for corn and beans. I think that wouldn't be too far off. The USDA has typically been a little bit lower than everybody else. So we'll see what happens. That report is next week at 11 a.m. on Tuesday.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.